It's Saturday night, and that can only mean one thing. We're putting out an episode. Edgar's here, and we're finally so lucky to have his presence.
I'm here. Sitting contemplating my move, I decided to give up and I let all this bullshit be. On the verge of my surrender, that's when the devil said stop, no, take this key. In exchange for your soul, it'll take it to your door when it graduates. What you tell me? I want the money that takes all the points and puts the fame, I want it all. Damn right, I'll be selfish, who the fuck would try to help us, want it all. I'm a hard part of my life, I'm big boy on my left side.
All right, so real quick, my ass is burning from eating these spicy pickles.
Ugh.
Okay, and these spicy pickles are very spicy, and the flavor is called Devil's Spit. So right now it feels like I got the devil's rim job. Because my shit's burning.
Your shit's Bernie? Okay.
My shit is Bernie Sanders. That's that's his whole situation. No, I'm just joking.
I'm the devil's spit. Blah.
He's all... That's fucking Dracula, dude.
Well, what do they say about Jews, dude? They're bloodsuckers. Nah.
Okay, we're gonna start off with all the tangents. My girl watches this show called 13 Reasons Why. Okay, so this chick in high school killed herself, and so she sends everybody that might have had something to do with it these letters. That's the first season. And there was 13 letters, so there was 13 episodes, and they all kind of, like, pointed to something. So it's like this rich white high school, you know, where they play lacrosse and shit, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, like, a white jock that raped her because she was drunk, and then she was getting out of a hot tub.
Let me just express how surprised I am.
And so she was getting out of a hot tub, and then he started banging her, and she just, like, didn't say anything.
Meaning that, you know, she didn't like it.
No, meaning like at least just say no, stop, you motherfucker.
I know, right?
But maybe he's all, yeah, it's hot. I like that. But anyway, so I call it rape high. It's rape high. Everybody gets raped. Fucking dude, even a dude this new season, a dude got raped.
By who?
By the jocks. They put like a broomstick up his ass.
He must have been gay, right?
So there's like a sexually repressive jock that. You can tell it has like gay tendencies, but he hasn't come out with it yet, so he's very angry about it. Hmm. Is that something when you think when you know you're gay but you don't want to come out with it, then you're just like a dick to gay people?
Yeah, it's definitely something. I think it's more common than not.
Okay, so have you heard about the Dave Chappelle special on Netflix?
Oh yeah, I saw part of it. I didn't think it was that good, but I guess I'll rewatch it.
You saw what part, and what's a part? How long? God damn it.
I don't know. 20 minutes, half hour.
Okay, so did you think Chappelle's show was funny?
Yeah, it was funny.
Okay, well, I thought it was great, okay?
You thought what was great?
That special.
Okay.
I mean, it was just great. He didn't shill, and I haven't laughed that hard since Trevor Noah. Just joking. Trevor Noah's a lame-ass bitch.
Oh, yeah, well, he's a corporate cuck, so?
Okay, and he's all on from South Africa. I'm so exotic. Fuck him.
Well, he is.
Yeah, I know. Oh, is he exotic?
I think so.
Oh, so you think he's hot?
He's a corporate piece of shit, though, but...
Okay, so check it out. As far as the critics rating, professional journos and stuff, on Rotten Tomatoes, Chappelle earned a 0% rating. As far as the fan and viewer rating of people who just saw it, he had, like, a fucking very high score.
Mm-hmm.
So Rotten Tomatoes is kind of a shit site to go by, because... There's a disconnect between the critics and the viewers.
So Rotten Tomatoes isn't like the regular people, the viewers, or it's just critics?
There's two separate sections. So there's like the viewer fan score.
What was the viewer fan score for him?
Very high, like 90-something.
Really?
So yeah, big disconnect.
So, wait. So then the Rotten Tomatoes fan score was 90-something. It wasn't zero.
No, but the critics' Rotten Tomatoes score was zero, which is made up of journalists.
Okay,
shit.
So what did the journalists say? Why didn't they like it?
They didn't like it because he said things like, if there was equality, there'd be one basketball league, and if women were good enough to play with men, then they would play in that league and get paid the same amount. And if they can't make it in that league, they should shut the fuck up. And I thought that was hilarious.
God,
okay?
Tom Likas has been saying that shit. Tom Likas, way back in the fucking 90s and 2000s, was saying that same shit, dude.
I know, but since the Women's World Cup, they've been asking for the same amount of money. And listen, I understand, because they're very good at what they do. They fucking win.
Well,
they're dominant.
I had a coworker that asked me if I watched it, and I said I didn't get a chance to, but he said it was really good. So, I mean...
Okay, so here's the thing on that. Ready? It's good, but when you watch the World Cup, you're all, oh, wow, this is a lot faster, and... These athletes are just, like, insane.
Yeah, maybe. That's a matter of opinion.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess. The Women's World Cup national, or the Women's national team lost to, like, a 15-year-old boys team.
I'd have to see that.
They really did.
I won't take your word for it, but I will look it up.
Okay, if you look it up, then call me after that and say, listen, you are the supreme master and you know everything.
Yeah, you fucking BDSM asshole. Okay.
So, Ed Buck.
Okay, that's that Democratic guy that fucking...
He's a supporter, he's a donor, so I mean...
Okay, wait. What does that have to do with him? Fucking drugging homeless people and then raping him in the fucking ear or something like that?
It has nothing. I didn't say anything about Democratic donor or anything. You did.
Okay.
So you're the asshole. So I guess you're right wing now. No, I'm just kidding. I was about to say, finally, man, a Democrat dude really messes up. Him and Harvey Weinstein. There we go. So he was praying, I would say, on like homeless black dudes that were drug addicts.
Another Dahmer, damn.
And then he was bringing them back to his spot in West Hollywood or some shit.
Really?
And then he was shooting them up with meth and ODing them to a point where they were incapacitated, and then he could do butt stuff probably and mouth stuff.
Oh, okay.
I would only imagine butt stuff and mouth stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's so like on the news, they were all, oh, he drugged him so he could live out his sexual fantasies. I wonder what that means. He's all, yeah, you fucking black piece of shit. He's all banging him hard.
I know. With their stinky ass buttholes, that's quite a fantasy, dude.
What, just, oh, well, I mean, I guess if they are homeless, yeah, it's going to be not very sanitary down there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, really, really unsanitary.
So, of course, the number one thing is, you know, anybody on the right goes, wow, look at that. If that would have been somebody on the right, it would have been a lot worse for them. They would be talking about it still.
Well, we can bring up countless examples of that, yeah. But it's the same old smear job, you know. I mean, nothing gets done. Nothing about policy, mostly just tribalism.
So there's this chick that was actually going to the cops once they were investigating everything and said, hey, is this guy going to get time? Like, what's going on? Because this is the third person that's been OD'd. And the only difference that they got him on this third person... is the third dude survived.
Oh, shit.
He didn't die. Mm-hmm. So he could tell his story.
Right.
And so now they have, you know, they have this, they have evidence. So right now he's only being charged with the attempted fucking drugging and all that shit. And that's 5 years, but they're going to try to get him on those other charges. What they're saying, and I watched it, it was like a black news thing on fucking YouTube. And they were like, dude, Ben Shapiro and everybody, don't come now and say like, oh, the outrage and everything when you didn't come the first time. And don't just say it now because it's convenient for your narrative that the right gets all the shit and the left doesn't. And I think that's pretty fair because, yeah, Ben Shapiro kind of was like, oh, this is just disgusting. You know, if this was someone on the right, this would not be going, this would not be just okay and like being glossed over by the media.
That's so not fucking true, dude.
How is that not true?
Oh, just countless examples that we can bring up, you know. But again, you know, it just has to do with smear jobs, tribalism, just people going back and forth about...
smear job.
Again, if you really want to get down to policy and substance about what's going on in the, you know, contemporary American politics, that sort of thing, you know, those scandals basically are the antithesis to that. So if you want to not engage... in community politics or any kind of meaningful politics on a national level, you know, just follow the fucking smear headlines.
Okay, and so you didn't want to try one of the spicy pickles, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Because those kind of things aren't just meant to be eaten like that, dude.
You can just eat it like that. They're fucking Famous Dave's spicy pickles, the devil's spit. They're very good. Okay,
that I fully endorse weird, them. That shit's weird, dude. Come on. You fucking have to eat them with like a pulled pork sandwich or something, dude. Come on.
Dude, you really don't. It's so good. Okay, listen.
Fucking.
Your opinion on food doesn't matter because when we were in Vegas, the only place you liked was fucking Twin Peaks.
And Twin Peaks sucks?
I don't know. I mean, I went
Did you like Twin Peaks?
It was good, yeah. The one I went to in Colorado, the chicks wore like G-strings and very...
You actually went to one in Colorado? What were you doing in Colorado?
Dude, my son had a tournament.
Damn.
And the coach was like, hey, we're all going to meet at this Twin Peaks place. And I've never been there, so I was like, oh, that sounds weird. Like, I recognize that name, but I was like, okay, whatever.
This guy.
Dude, and we went there, and the chicks are in, like, underwear and stuff. So I was like, oh, Sonny, like, I brought him over to, like, this.
He took the kids there?
That's where he suggested.
What a fucking perv, dude.
He was very pervy.
Oh, any other examples about how he was pervy, or just that example?
You know what? One time he actually came over here. We had a party for my son's fucking 7th birthday. Uh-huh. That was when he was his coach, like, the first year. So it was my son's 7th birthday. He came over here, and there was one of fucking my lady's little sister's friends. And that dude was kind of like trying to perv on her. But he was also like, he wouldn't eat anything. And I was like, fool, you're from El Salvador. How are you too good to eat pupusas? Shit. The fuck out of here.
He wouldn't eat anything. Fuck, yeah. Dude. Dude, when it comes to Latin American customs and households, oh my God, you need to eat something when you go to their house. Because they'll fucking shove it in your face. So you might as well just fucking surrender, dude. Mexicans are the same way, dude.
I have a couple more tangents. Ready? We were at this tournament 2 weeks ago, okay? So, you know, soccer games, you know, like, as far as, like, wherever the team is, you kind of sit on the opposite side of the field. And then, like, the other team is on, you know, the other side from your team. And so their parents are kind of, like, across from you or whatever.
I have no knowledge of any mores.
Okay, so if you look at the two parallel long lines of the soccer field, right? On one side, you'll have you'll have both teams.
I know how the fucking thing goes.
Okay,
dude,
so
I
it's
know.
A field. El Campo? Uh-huh. El Campo to top Entiendes? Listen, you show me Los Papeles, okay? So I know two eras tienen derechos en esta contria.
Okay, oh, my God. So, that was the worst. That was fucking worst.
Yeah, right. Okay, so team here. Parents here, and you're next to the parents, but you are split by the half field mark, midfield mark. So we're set up on the side that on the opposite side of where our fucking kids are, and these parents come up and they're like, hey, we talked to some of your parents and you guys are going to set up on that side. And me and my lady were like, oh, okay, well, why? Like, this, we're right across from our kids. This is where we're supposed to be. This is where the home team was last game, so this is where the home team is. And they're like, well, we already talked to the parents and we don't want to really make any issues. We've gotten in fights before over this.
Got in fights, like fist fights, or just yelling?
I don't know. And I was just like, oh, okay, dude, whatever. And we just got up and like sat with all our parents, because sometimes it is uncomfortable, especially if your team loses, to be sitting amongst all their parents because everyone's cheering and you're like, oh shit. And I mean, that ended up happening. My son's team got fucking smashed.
Damn.
But yeah, that's kind of just.
It's pretty competitive, huh?
Yeah, it was just like, yeah, whatever. And asshole garbage man in fucking Manhattan Beach.
Oh, fuck.
So I'm parked out.
Wait. That's a new one. It's usually always asshole neighbors. Asshole neighbors, dude.
Asshole garbage man.
Okay.
I had to park fucked up because this person, guess what? Manhattan Beach, they don't have a full parking spot for you or your work truck. But they
Surprise.
They want you to work there. It's so weird. It's like, hey, have somewhere for me to park.
Right, exactly, dude.
Like,
fuck.
Come on, man. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I have to kind of get into their spot crooked. I'm in one of those alleys, right? Mm-hmm. And fucking, there's enough room, because guess what? The recycle man with the same size truck comes by, picks up the recycle, goes by. I'm listening for them. In case they can't get by, they'll honk and I'll come right out there.
Right, right.
So fucking, the garbage man comes. I hear him stop outside the house, so I'm already like, oh shit, my keys are upstairs. It's a 3-story fucking bullshit Manhattan Beach bullshit fucking house.
Right.
So boom, boom, he honks. Beep, beep, honks. I run up to the top floor, get my keys, come down. By the time I come down, he's at the front door.
Oh, shit.
And so I was like, all right, cool, man. I'm going to move right now. So, dude, I'm like this. Here's a garage. The garage is like fucking a straight line. I'm diagonal at it. So I have to back up.
Why would you do that?
Because there was no way I could fit in all the way.
Okay.
There was no fucking way.
Mm. And keep in mind. You're sticking out quite a bit, though.
Yeah, keep in mind the recycle man with the same size truck already fucking went by.
What?
Yes.
What?
He already went by and was fine.
Okay.
There was enough room.
Okay. Really? There's enough room?
Fine. Yeah. So I fucking go out there and I'm like backing up. I have to do a 3-point turn. So 1, 2. By the time I do the second turn, he's just laying on his horn. He's all bam,
what
bam, bam.
The fuck?
So I fucking put my shit in park and I look out and I'm all, dude, chill out. I'm going. And so then he fucking just keeps honking. So I go. And so I do a big lap, right? Because I'm at the end of the alley. So as soon as he hits that house, he's done with that alley.
Uh-huh.
So fucking, I'm all done. I do a full lap around the shit. I come back around. This motherfucker's coming back up the opposite way. And when he sees me, he just keeps coming. He doesn't stop.
Oh, shit.
And so I was like, fuck.
What the fuck?
And so I pulled over. And so he could get by me and do
what
his
the
shit.
Fuck.
And then I took pictures of his truck and I called in and I complained and they were like, yeah, we'll have someone call you. And they fucking didn't. So I was all, I'm really upset. Blah, 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 blah. This guy shouldn't be doing that. That's just not right.
Dude, that guy had an axe to grind.
Yeah, but it's like, hey, garbage man. If you go down those alleys, the fucking house across the street is 10 feet away. Do both sides. One way down. Do both fucking sides.
That's true.
You know, you're on one side, you do that fucking garbage, you go to the opposite side, the cans are right there outside. You fucking walk the 7 feet and do that shit. Oh my god.
Well, they
dude.
Don't get
what
out of
an
their,
asshole.
They don't get out of the
fucking
truck.
Fucking asshole.
They don't get out of the truck.
Well, he was
they
a
just
real...
have the fucking arm extend and then, you know, bring, you know.
Yeah, he was a real
up,
piece of
dump
shit.
Dump it in the fucking back.
And then I just want to say Jordan Peterson is in rehab for Klonopin and we all wish him well.
I saw that. Rogan was talking about it.
Yeah. So we wish him well because we all support him and anything he says.
Fuck no.
And oh god, and it's been very long since we've had a fucking episode. A lot of shit's happened. We've had the third Democrat debates. Did you watch those?
I did not.
Okay, well Bernie had like a double voice going on, so either they fucked with his mic or he just had some kind of old shit going on.
Okay.
Warren was a soft ass fucking cuck bitch.
Why is that?
Because she didn't really say anything.
She didn't really say anything.
No. Kamala just kept laughing hard at her own jokes. It was really weird, dude.
That bitch was on coke.
May, you know what? Maybe. And then she's all, I prosecute people for this, but I don't fucking, I'm a moral piece of shit. Cory Booker, this fool fucking said a joke. He was all, no. And let me translate that into Spanish. No. Fucking this cucky ass joke bitch with his fucking fish wall eyes, dude. Like, stop looking at me like you're gonna rape me. You're gonna get raped. Like, stop that, dude. Fucking Cory Booker. Joe Biden.
Oh my god, dude.
That poor son of a bitch. It's like, just like Obama said, you don't have to do this, Joe. Fucking, you really don't. No one likes your ass.
When the fuck did he say that?
That's what, apparently, that's what fucking Obama told him before he ran. He's all, Joe, you don't have to do this. You're going to look like a fucking old idiot, and you're kind of creepy. So I don't expect you to do this.
That's a good impression.
Yeah, all right. Fucking Julian Castro's trying to come out strong at fucking Joe Biden and be like, when they were having an argument about something, he's all, you just said this. Did you forget what you just said 2 minutes ago? Like, kind of pointing to the fact that he's old and senile.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete Buttigieg is all, he's all, this is exactly what people don't like about politics. It's not the fact that, like, the guy on Redacted Tonight is all, it's not the fact that you can't, people are fucking going broke because of medical bills or you can't get insulin at a fucking reasonable price. Or what's crazy is once I heard about Klonopin, I looked it up online. Okay, ready? The rest of the fucking world pays 7 to 20 cents for their Klonopin. You know how much we pay? Our bottom average is 42 cents. Which is just crazy, like double the rest of the world.
Okay, why do you think that is?
Well, because we're like, hey, fucking, we'll give the pharmaceutical companies and we're in bed with some kind of shit. I mean, that's the only reason it could be.
That, I mean, you got to get more in depth about that whole thing.
Well, like what? Why do you think that is?
The government gets involved.
Okay, so yeah.
So it basically becomes a nanny state policy.
But like what I said kind of covered that. It was very broad and open, but you could almost say
it was
like,
vague. It wasn't broad and open,
but you could say it almost kind of said that, right?
It might have been leading in the right direction.
Okay, but expand on that.
So, the government body or legislative body is influenced by the general population. It's supposed to be. That's what a republic is supposed to be, through representatives. And if you flood them, your representative's office. Oh, and also, if you get into groups and demand maybe hold sit-ins, protests, all sorts of really, really aggressive, radical things to get shit done and get shit passed, because those motherfuckers aren't going to do it. They're just in power just to fucking serve themselves. That's exactly how things like that get passed. So
something in me automatically hates the sound of a protest or a sit-in, but you know what? That's like... That's some
that's
shit
activism.
That I've been programmed
to do. That's activism 101. Like. That's activism 101.
I feel like that is the only way. But for some reason, I feel like, God, stupid fucking hippies when I hear that. Like, what? That must be some kind of programming, maybe. I don't know. Or, I mean, because I see the fucking importance in that.
Right.
In being like, hey, if we're doing a certain job and we're not getting paid according to like the fucking rise in cost of everything for us.
Right.
And like you guys are making more money as far as the employers.
Right.
Like, and we're selling more and we're doing well with the rising economy. Why aren't our wages rising with that? Like, there, we can't all turn an eye to that, because once we turn an eye to that, then fucking that shit happens everywhere. And all of a sudden we're fucking wage slaves, wage cucks.
Exactly. Right.
And so any closing thoughts on that?
It depends. If you have any questions about it, I mean, so maybe you want to say, okay, so how do we fix that? That sort of thing. Activism. Educate yourself. Turn off the fucking box. Read books. Get in with groups. Become social. Because that's what human beings are, really.
That's
social.
True, yeah.
And if we want, to create socialism or bring socialism about, we have to be social in many ways.
But I mean, that just that word, socialism, really turns a lot of people off.
Yeah, well, let's say, for example, let's see what really socialism is. You go to a family gathering, people bring stuff. Okay, who's going to cook the turkey? And this is all Richard Wolff, Professor Richard Wolff. He gives this example. It's like when people, they ask about, how is socialism, how does socialism come about, how we create it? It's already in us. So when people, like, say a family setting comes over, somebody brings this, somebody brings that, they're all in it together to provide a good environment. An environment where no one is wanting. That's why they'll always pass it around. Do you want extra? Do you want more? Do you want this? Do you want that? Blah, blah, blah. And there it is. And nobody's out there for their own good. It's like, whoever cooks the turkey isn't going to charge everybody. According to free market principles, they're not going to charge everybody for their services, are they? No. They could. They're going to be a real fucking greedy asshole. But that market there does not exist. Only goods are passed around for the benefit of everyone in that group. That's socialism.
I guess the hard thing for even me to wrap my mind around, to say if we were to start over, to overthrow or somehow, you know, some kind of shit.
Well, it wouldn't be starting over.
How would jobs look, you know? Would it be certain, like, small factions, like, within areas, kind of like, you know, the jobs there are sorted out by them, or would it, I mean, it's just kind of weird. A bunch of unions or something like that, or?
Well, yeah, definitely unions. Absolutely unions.
Like, how do you think the trade, like, it would be weird, right? Like, trying to imagine how the trades would look, like, if you can allow small businesses or,
well, know. the way that it would look is, if you have a cooperative. So basically the people in the company, they run the company and they all share in the profits. That's how it would look. That's what true socialism is.
They're all, hey guys, listen, we made some good money this month, and that means we can give some to y'all. We might have mixed feelings on this whole thing. Hassan Piker, he was on Twitch streaming while playing video games.
Mixed feelings, that's interesting.
Yeah, mixed races. Huh? No, mixed feelings, fucking So he was on Twitch streaming, where it's a platform where you can play video games, have the camera on you, and then people can type in like questions and all kinds of shit, and you can react like live time, read them while you're playing video games, and fucking be like, oh yeah, hey dude, this is what I'm doing or whatever. So something happens, and he goes, dude, we fucking deserve 9/11, you know, and then he says some shit about Dan Crenshaw, and he's like, well, what happened? Didn't a fucking terrorist fuck up in his eye or some shit?
Right.
Which, okay, so the whole thing to say...
That was some good talking shit.
I guess it's good talking shit, but it's also provide some context. Like, don't just say we deserve 9/11, because...
Oh, provide some context.
Because
yeah.
I didn't fucking do 9/11. I wouldn't have fucking... what he's saying is what? Is basically our foreign policy and what we've done in fucking Iran and shit.
And when he says we, he's correct, but then there are also classifications. So when you say for example, you agree with him that the people that did 9/11, they were pissed at U.S. foreign policy. And you say, I have nothing to do with U.S. foreign policy. That's not true at all. You have a lot to do with foreign policy, because your fucking tax dollars provide for foreign policy and terrorism.
Okay, but
so
if you don't like that,
right? But I mean, some people say taxation is theft. Other people are that would mean that they're taking your money, and also in your name, they're doing all sorts of fucking ill shit. So that means that you need to stand up with, you know, like, get active and let them know that you don't want to fucking do that, like Code Pink.
My taxes should go to helping infrastructure in my area where I work and then also helping those in need, because I think the communities and the areas should take care of those in need. And then everybody, you have those, like, dude, in Oregon, so, we had that one or two homeless guys, right, in our small little 3,000 people town. You know, we had that. And we tried to all take care, you know, and be cool to him. Christian Parenti, I heard him on the Choking Victim album. He said, yeah, he said, they say we go into this country and we go into there. And he goes, and we don't do anything. They do that to us. We are the victims. We are not part of the victimizers. I mean, so if I had my choices, I wouldn't want my fucking money to be going to foreign bullshit wars where our young dudes are getting killed. I would rather return to the fucking army and the Marine Corps and all that to infrastructure and have them build shit and get fucking degrees and learn how to build shit while they're in the fucking army. So once they go out, if they haven't gone to school, you know, or done any of the technical type of shit, they at least have something. You know, they have some sort of engineering background. Like in Oregon, Lost Creek Lake Dam was built by the fucking Army Engineering Corps, the Corps of Army Engineers.
Right. And those are called...
right wing.
No. Well, why? Come on, dude. No, those are fucking jobs programs for people. So you go into the military and, you know, you basically have unlimited resources thrown at you. So you can choose to do whatever you want. I mean, I know a person is an Iraq war veteran who went into the IT section. He did serve in Iraq, and now he has a you know, good paying job. He actually lives in like Azusa Hills and stuff.
Ooh, that's nice. That's sick.
With
dude.
All the with all the mountain lions. But
fuck that though, dude. Azusa, you're right there.
What did he pay as far as student debt? Anything? I mean, no. I mean, he did have to see. He did have to risk his life in a way, and all that. But I mean, basically, what it comes down to is socialism. You got your free education there through the government.
Ooh, a small form of socialism within the military.
Well, that's what it is. It's a dictatorship.
And
it's basically
they have their own court system. They have their own jail.
It's basically communism.
They have their rations and shit. Everybody eats the same stuff. Everyone has to have the
same. I don't know if they do it all, but
according to Full Metal Jacket, you get your hair shaved.
You know what I do like? I do like listening to veterans that have a critique of military, which a lot of them do.
Yeah.
They have a critique of war, and they have a critique of the time that they served. And they also, like our friend Anthony, he has a lot of insight. You know, going in there, I guess, you know, sometimes people are in dire straits, especially coming from Rust Belts, the Rust Belt section of the country. Poor areas like Kentucky, which has the highest per capita of people on welfare. And, you know, places like that where people go into the military, and then after that, I mean, they have a some sort of stipend, or they get you know, income, but they also have to do, like, you know, certain things, like, I don't know, work on trucks and whatever the fuck, or get deployed, but they learn skills and all that stuff afterwards. Then they have a major critique about what went down in military, especially during war.
Well, if they're paying attention to and kind of seeing, like, hey, I thought we were going here for this,
right?
Like, I thought these soldiers were trying to fuck, like, the regular people over, and it turns out we're fighting the fucking guerrillas.
What do you mean guerrillas?
Well, I mean, like, the resistance against dictatorships.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Perfect, exactly. Guerrillas. Like, we can go into the issue about Colombia.
And that's when people fucking...
And
that's when
rebels.
The soldiers go, like, we weren't there for a good reason. We were fighting the people trying to liberate
The
fucking
everyman. Exactly, and that's exactly... So, basically, like, the Contras.
God damn it, dude. You almost made me fucking feel stupid, you fuck.
Like, they're the Contras. The Contras, that's basically what they are, is the U.S. And they fill their heads full of propaganda about how these people are, like, linked with communism and such and such. I mean, a lot of them are maybe, like, Marxist or have Marxist ideas and stuff, but so are the business class. They're vulgar Marxists. They're very class conscious, and they run a fucking class attack on working and poor people.
So what's been more expensive, the war on drugs or the war on communism?
Well, the war
on... I'm just joking. It's not even a fucking comparison.
Well, ideologically, they're the same. They're sort of the same. You fucking moron.
Okay, so coming off that tangent. So, Hassan Piker, what do you feel about that? I mean, people got upset, right? So the right got really upset.
Right, exactly. Because
Chank made him fucking
apologize. They got really upset because they believe in free speech.
Okay, yeah, you fucker, yeah. That was fucking sarcastic. But at the same time, it's like, dude, don't lump everyone in with that. Because, like, you... Okay, so you're saying our tax dollars go to fucking...
Because of that, there's more than one reason to protest where our fucking tax dollars go. And I'm going to reference Ralph Nader and Grover Norquist at this time. If anyone, whoever the fuck is listening...
The Ralph Nader.
If you, especially you, if you want to look up Ralph Nader, they went on a tour together. And they're the opposite ends of the spectrum. But the question is what the fuck is the government doing with our tax dollars? We want to know where the fuck it's being spent. Those two went on a tour together to talk about exactly that. So that's what it comes down to. It's being spent on nefarious fucking things, and when the shit has a blowback, we become the casualties of that.
And so I think most people wouldn't want our tax dollars going...
Yeah, exactly. They wouldn't.
...to fund overthrowing... Maybe socialist fucking governments to put in a dictator that'll serve our
needs.
Well,
if you look at the propaganda that's been being fed to them over the decades, I mean, what else are they going to know other than fucking communism and Islamic terrorism and drugs are evil?
So right. MS-13 is being right. imported here, and it's like, dude, even MS-13 sure, started in fucking Los Angeles,
even,
you dumb
even though
cucks.
I'm sure that those people or those gangs are like far beyond any kind of like, you know, societal norm. It wouldn't be the fucking you know, wouldn't be nice to be involved in that circle and everything, but I mean, you'd be surprised what you know, programs and educational programs, trade programs would do for people that are embedded in those types of areas and gangs. Not just throwing them in jail, but actually offering them a fucking a living.
That's true. Doing more trade programs, especially out of prison.
But that's considered liberal. Oh my god,
I know. But what do you So, goddamn it, let me finish my fucking thought on Sasan Piker. Okay, so like I'm saying, if I had my choice with my tax dollars, I wouldn't be funding that shit. So don't say we deserve it, because the people that fucking died and jumped out of that fucking building and have fucking health problems from breathing in that smoke and all that shit, and the widows and the fucking kids that were left without fathers and all that type of shit, they didn't deserve that. The fucking CIA and all that bullshit that fucking started terrorism... You know, you don't get terrorism. You don't get that kind of anger and fucking hatred unless you push people down for long enough.
Right.
You destroy enough of their life to where they go, I have nothing else to fucking lose.
Right.
And I'll crash this shit in there and be a suicide bomber.
Well, listen to you. You sound like Hasan Piker. So the
no, fuck him.
Hold on.
His stupid clothes.
He's actually
and his headshots.
He's actually.
Okay, that's cool. Don't wear scarves and shit, dude. You fucking Supercuts model bitch.
Dude, he like lives in the San Fernando Valley. They're weird as fuck. Come on. Look.
Yeah, this is SUV.
Look. There's a reason why they chose the World Trade Center, and there was a mix of people in the World Trade Center. It wasn't just the janitor. It was or the office clerk. It was technocrats, business elites, all sorts of shit. All sorts of people. And if you want to know my opinion, the Bush administration knew all about the attack and they let it happen. That's different from saying they deserved it. That's a separate issue.
I think they deserve it is more of a thing you say to try to like be a wow.
Well, I don't think he did it like that. I think he was just being honest. It's his opinion. Either they deserve. He thinks they deserve it. They
I know, but
fucking deserve it.
Being honest intellectually is to give context and backstory on what you're
true.
Saying and go, hey,
yeah.
This is why I believe that.
And
because you know, just saying that, you know, that's going to fucking just like offend people.
Right. Well, and being intellectually honest and responsible. Exactly. Yeah.
And as far as Dan Crenshaw and his eye, I mean,
fuck him.
Okay, that's fine. I wouldn't really talk shit about anybody lost an eye or anything just because it's like, well, you know what? Maybe I would. So maybe I'm just being a cuck. Who knows?
Now this whole thing, it makes sense because Hasan Piker said what he said and it turned into a big shitstorm. And then I see Dan Crenshaw on the Joe Rogan podcast. I'm like, who the fuck is this one-eyed bitch?
Yeah, no, but that's the other thing is Joe Rogan's all, oh, I want to get in the middle because, hey, I can trip out and I can put myself in their shoes because I can trip out. I'm joking. You know, I like Joe Rogan, but he's just kind of annoying sometimes. But
well,
I mean, he calls some bitches out when they're talking some shit.
Well,
I'm not saying bitches for chicks. I'm saying
everyone. I like how he stands up for himself and says that he's part of the left. Because it's true. You know, a lot of people he has criticism because he has right wingers on there. It's like, dude, come on. And then not only that, but he doesn't give them any guff or any, like, he doesn't give them any, like, resistance on the other one. Otherwise, unless it comes down to them criticizing marijuana or some, or
he kind of talks shit a little bit.
Or civil liberties.
He talks shit when people aren't on his show. Like, Gavin, he kind of, like, talked, like, he was telling Gavin certain shit.
He doesn't like Sam Cedar, that's for sure.
And he didn't really, Sam Cedar's fucking annoying.
Well, wait. Michael Brooks is the fucking man, dude. That guy is so fucking awesome. But yeah, Sam Cedar is very arrogant.
Yeah,
it's hard to discuss any kind of anything with the person
something,
that's arrogant.
Yeah, exactly. Then you get nowhere, and just they have this like look on their face when you're trying to explain something, and it makes the conversation go into a dark place.
Right.
So it's football season.
Great.
What team would you say, if any, you would like be rooting for like that?
Definitely the Seahawks. I'm a Seahawks fan.
Oh, okay, because you had a cup of tea in Washington, right? Or you had a cup of coffee there?
Washington's my second home, yes.
Okay, well, Washington will never be better than Oregon, and we hope you guys know that.
Shut your ass up. You guys are the fucking runoff out of our butt cracks.
No, you guys are above us, but not in... Oh, God damn it. Not in a good way. Yeah, nothing about that sounds good.
I'm sure you're going to edit this.
No, I won't. You know what? I fucking won't edit that. So anyway, I'm a Dolphins fan. My dad grew up a Dolphins fan. And so I'm a Dolphins fan.
I'd never want to go to Miami. Miami's nasty.
Dude, I've been to Miami. It's sick, actually. Really? If you ever want to go, the timeshare is over there.
Are there hot chicks over there?
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, a lot. And they're Cuban and shit. But yeah, so I'm a Dolphin fan. The first game of the season, they lost 52-13. Last week, they lost, I think, 49 or 43 or something like that to zero. So it's going to be a really rough season. But we're going to get the number one quarterback or the number one draft pick.
Who's that?
It's the quarterback from Alabama. Right now, it looks like him. Quarterback from Alabama.
Really?
Tua Tagovailoa or something. I think he's a local boy. So he's from Hawaii because my stepmom's from Hawaii. So that's what they call people that are from Hawaii. That's a local boy.
Okay.
Local, not loco.
Maybe he's a little of both.
And so it's just a rough shit season. So my second team, I say that I would be going for, I don't know, probably just the Rams since we're in LA. The Rams and the Chargers, I'll be rooting for.
Chargers, yes, I love San Diego.
Do you? Okay, yeah. So Chargers, I really like the Rams. They were in the Super Bowl last year, so that's cool to be around. Everybody loves a winner.
I'm actually surprised if you're not a casual or maybe like a hardcore like football fan, the kind of shit that people give you, like say, I was in San Diego and I wanted a San Diego like Padres like jersey or something, and I forget how it went, but somebody found out that I lived in LA, or I was also like maybe like looking for a Raiders shirt or like a Rams shirt or something like that, and they gave me some shit about it and stuff, and it's like
what do you mean?
I don't remember, but I know that's just one example about how people are like they're so fundamentalist that they really can't see the difference. Like you can't have a San Diego team and an LA team because it doesn't make sense. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Well, for the longest time in California, in LA, we had no football team.
Right.
So you could have another football team. I just had to like the Dolphins because it was like, I mean, the colors are the best, and it's like, it's not NFL season, it's Dolphin season. I love the Dolphins. So yeah, so it's fun. It'll be a cool, fun season of them losing and getting the shit beat out of them. And then as far as tonight, what's going on with the LGBT MMA?
I should look it up, but Pantera, they're fighting in Mexico City. Pantera is...
Pantera, Dimebag Darrell.
Yeah, exactly. He's resurrected, dude.
Hey, dude, stop. Don't... Hey, RIP, Dimebag. We love you.
Anyways, Pantera is fighting fucking Jeremy Stevens, and Pantera's coming up a fucking spectacular knockout of the Korean Zombie, dude. Anybody knows what I'm talking about or want to look it up, they should fucking check it out. He fucking elbowed him right at fucking, I think it was, maybe it was like 5 o'clock, and he elbowed him at 5 o'clock right on the fucking bottom of the chin.
What's the guy's name? Pantera? Is his fucking name Pantera?
That's it. And, yeah, that was like... the Korean Zombie's a fucking murderer, dude, and he fucking took him out swift. Anyway, I'm going to check right now and see who won, but he probably beat Jeremy Stevens' ass.
Okay, last week I was at State Line with my buddy Fritz from the Steady 45s. He was kind of going over the whole sponsorship and how we have to mention them, so I'm sorry. Yeah, we mentioned them.
Fritz.
I went to go see them at the No Violence Fest. They were great. I skanked the whole time. It was fucking awesome. And then I went downstairs and I found some super punk rock band. That was awesome. Went to State Line with Fritz. We were at Buffalo Bills. That was great. We played some blackjack. We had a lot of fun, dude. Edgar gave me the only one of two bets that I won. So the only two bets that panned out for me was Oklahoma and then JJ Gaethje.
Justin Gaethje.
Okay, well, his last name is G-A-E-T-H-J-E. So you tell me, dude.
Do you have to pronounce it with a fucking wad of paper in your mouth?
Okay, well, I don't like that. So that's one of the fights going on this weekend. Is there anything else going on?
Oh, yeah. Fucking Nick Diaz is going to fight Jorge Masvidal.
Oh, Nick Diaz, the guy who beat up Conor McGregor.
And Nate Diaz, actually, is his brother.
Oh,
okay. Nate Diaz beat up Conor McGregor. Yeah, okay. So they're going to fight in November 2nd on a Saturday. They're fighting for the baddest motherfucker belt. And yeah, man, it's going to be fucking spectacular. I think Masvidal's going to knock his ass out, but, you know. That's just me.
Okay, so special announcement. Yours truly, Santino of the Tangent Bros, has just joined a band.
Oh shit!
I'm singing for a band. They're called Not It, and they're on Instagram at Not It Band Official, or something like that. And so I've been there for 3 weeks. Really, really like it. Really, really, really love the guitar player. He writes the songs and just. So much good material.
This is their album. It's called The Cover of.
Singing, I'll fucking sing it. Love it. The drummer's really cool. The bassist is my old manager, Billy Beans from fucking King Rock Records. So Billy's super awesome too. So it's great. So check it out. Not It on Facebook and also Instagram. Okay, so you two recorded a song called If Dolphins Could Swim. I wish I could swim like dolphins can swim. Oh, really? Do they swim, you fucking idiot? Well, on Sundays, they play football. That was Johnny Depp's band, the Hollywood Vampires. Okay. What do you think?
Ugh, they fucking suck. Are you kidding me?
Joe Perry's on guitar.
Oh, okay. In a wheelchair with the fucking IV hooked to his arm?
He's all, hey, man, this provides me insulin, so I'm cool the whole day. Yeah. Rock on, little dudes.
Exactly, dude. He took his Viagra too soon. He's on stage with a boner.
That was from Jimmy Kimmel live. I saw that live, and I was all, do they sound like U2 and even shittier? Because I think U2 blows my dick.
I fucking hate those motherfuckers, dude. They're fucking so gay.
Like, how shitty is a U2 song?
Oh, it's... No, wait. One song.
Hold on. Listen, yeah. Now we're going to contradict ourselves. Ready?
Which one?
Sunday, bloody sun.
No.
No.
Okay, wait.
Okay, what?
Okay, is that your favorite song of theirs?
That's my favorite song of theirs, yes.
New Year's Day is a fucking good song.
Okay, yes. I know what you're talking about. That song is, like, whatever, cool. You like 80s weird shit.
Just to dance to and to dance with chicks.
So what right now are you into as far as music?
Fuck.
If you had to give a band that wasn't famous, shout out so we don't get fucking just.
Okay, the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio from Seattle, they're fucking great.
Okay, let's listen to them.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's listen to them.
Some
Okay, nice. What's their whole deal?
As far as I know, I heard them live on KPX. KPEX.
KPEX, like the
No, no, no. KEPS. It's KEXP, and it's a radio station in Seattle that, you know, puts on all sorts of people from all over the world and stuff. Sort of like KPFK. And also Democracy Now, because that's where I first heard Tangerine Dream. But they're from Seattle, and they're bluesy, you know. It's organ-led, and he also plays the bass on the organ. What I like about them is that the dude, the guitarist, is fucking dope. He goes off on Hendrix solos. But then the organ player, he also brings in that rocksteady from, like, the Hippie Boys from Jamaica. And I fucking salivate over rocksteady, dude, especially... organic rock steady from Jamaica, if you're emulating that whole thing, or if you go back to the discs from that time, Upsetters, rock, you know, Hippie Boys, I'm fucking all for it.
Well, you should check out the Steady 45s, our sponsor, because they are actually rock steady. You'd really like them. So I'm really into a band called Off With Their Heads.
Uh-huh.
That my Larry from Not It, the band I'm in, fucking showed me.
I should have seen this from the start. I should have always been on my own. Now it's perfectly clear I never should have stayed here. I should have just disappeared.
You're a gassy motherfucker, dude, for real.
The time that we have spent apart has made me realize I am torn between the person I was, who I wanted to be, and the one I'm on. And now I sit here in the dark.
So sometimes I like songs that'll do that. They'll have a line in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll come back to it and build up and progress like the whole fucking music and everything towards that. So I think that's pretty cool. I like that. Larry from Not It showed me that, and I was like, oh, I like this band a lot. Okay, so I had this this customer, and God love her, she was so nice. Okay,
uh-huh,
really nice. Now let's say this, all right? Let's say 47. Not in bad shape, very good shape, a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell she's single.
You can tell? How can you tell that?
Because, okay, well, you know what? Maybe she was just a close talker. Dude, she was 6 inches away from my face telling me about how she's a guide for trips to Brazil, and she knows, like, guides in Brazil, so she'll, like, fly with you. You go to Brazil, she takes you to all these shits, like this fucking waterfall that comes from like 200 feet up, mm-hmm. and it comes down this big. It's like a little small thin waterfall that comes down.
She sounds adventurous.
She's very adventurous, and like she talks about how the howler monkeys are everywhere, and you hear them go howler monkeys sound like that.
Okay.
And she was explaining like how they sound, and I was like, they're howler monkeys, and she's all, how'd you know that? And I was like, my son fucking watches shit.
Did she imitate the noise?
No, she didn't.
Okay.
But she was telling me how the monkeys sounded like cows or something, very scary sounding. I was like, oh, howler monkeys. She's all, yes, that's what the guide told me. So apparently she's been going for a lot of years, and her ex-husband was from Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
So, dude, but listen, 6 inches away from my face the entire time and constant eye contact. As a person like me, I hate eye contact so much, so long, except from strippers. Just kidding. But I hate eye contact, dude. It's like, goddamn. But she was super cool, but she seemed very thirsty, because as she was going through her photos, there's photos of her and the tour guide that she met over there, and then it's just them. A bunch of pictures of just them, like, selfies and shit. So okay. It's like, oh, maybe you banged them over there.
It's possible. I mean, why not? I mean, why wouldn't you have sex in the rainforest?
Or just have a good time, or whatever, because you know what, that's nobody should be, Nobody should have that taken away from you. Everyone can have a good time. Okay, so Straight Pride Parade was a couple weekends ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There was a couple barricades from protesters. They tried to block them from the final destination, which was a speech, a commencement speech by Milo Yiannopoulos, who you know is inflammatory, charlatan type of fucking over the top. Let me just fucking piss you off. I hate all Muslims and all that shit. Listen, I don't think any stupid religion is better than the next,
he got syndication though.
Well, he also says he's broke right now. There's no platforms he can fucking be monetized.
Well, on. I mean, before he blew up for those few weeks, I mean, he ran his mouth talking about how he was happy that a priest fucking molested him because it introduced him to some new world of homosexuality. I mean, come on, dude.
Well, I think that was also like a Hassan Piker thing where it's more for shock value and to piss off the people don't agree with that to piss them off.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you know, a lot of, and as far as like Milo compared to like a Ben Shapiro at least has discussions with people where Milo is very like talk over you and fucking this is my opinion type of shit.
Well, then also leads to insult and things like that. So, yes. But you see how far something like that has gotten him. I mean, if you say he's broke now, I mean, maybe they cut his book deal and all this other stuff. I mean, really.
Well, he got his teeth done.
He got his teeth done?
Yeah, his teeth were all like...
You know, that's one other thing that I have against that fucking propaganda machine, Bill Maher. He had him on his podcast. Why? Because he was pissing off a bunch of people. And if you go ahead and you piss off a bunch of people... Oh, that's...
Wait, who had who on their podcast?
Not podcast, on his show, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay. Well, I mean, but isn't that like...
No, there's countless of other people you can have on there that represent free speech.
Well,
but
he had Ben Shapiro on there. Which is like
he had oh right, I remember
Ben Shapiro. The thing I don't like about him is that he's very much an Israel apologist. They can do no wrong on the Gaza Strip. They can do no wrong to fucking Palestinians. Right. And I think at a certain point, when you're the group in power with more resources and more outside money, you have the ability to victimize the people that don't have as much money or resources. They're at a lesser advantage to victimize. So. Outside looking in, I'd have to say, like, we should be on the Palestinian side because they seem more like the fucking victims. Not victims, but they're the ones that are fucking overpowered right now. Well, Israel has a lot of fucking outside money.
Well, they have fucking nothing but subsidies from the U.S. Remember that thing that you said about the office manager and how he said that at least Israel has their shit together? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's real easy to do when you're on welfare. That's real easy to do when you are on welfare. When a fucking superpower is fucking bankrolling
your ass.
Hey,
I check into very loose-looking politics, and then I get my confirmation bias, and I'm done after that. My research is done after that. I've heard what I wanted to hear.
Right-wingers are so smug. I swear, dude. They're so fucking dumb.
I wouldn't say just right-wingers. I would say people that just don't want to look into politics and want to take the right point of view because right now Donald Trump makes you feel empowered because he talks against PC culture. Which, listen, we all don't like PC shit and corporate correctness shit. Okay?
Yeah, but what else falls under corporate correctness and PC culture? Let's see, criticizing Israel?
That should be fair game. You shouldn't be called anti-Semitic.
They're all for it.
Who?
Eliminating any kind of criticism against Israel.
Well, yeah, of course. Like Ben Shapiro, if you talk anything bad about Israel, all of a sudden you're wildly anti-Semitic. Yep. Like Ilhan Omar. Listen, she looks fucking weird. I know she's gross, and then her big ass bulbous fucking shit. Like, it's like, how much hair is under there? Because you look like an alien and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like
not her hijab. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about her face. Her face
you're not
is
talking
crazy.
About her hijab.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Okay, it may piss you off the tones they use, but when you listen to the shit they're saying, it's not fucking out of control. It's really not that bad. And I'll be the first to admit, I don't like when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speaks, but when she stands up for the workers and for the regular people, I can't.
And she's not even radical about it, dude.
I can't fucking be like against that shit and say like, oh, fuck this bitch. Like, her stupid Green New Deal little cartoon reenactment shit said like, oh, if people can get good job training, if they don't work out for that job, they can train for another job. okay, even if that doesn't work out, that's what a lot of people fucking need, dude.
Right, exactly. Like say
what
for,
the fuck?
Say, for example, if something didn't work out, say, like, going to med school for free. If it didn't work out for you, I mean, hey, at least you tried and you learned a few things.
Everyone gets a chance to try some shit.
It's more than that. Everyone gets a chance to have some kind of skill that'll benefit society in a whole. You know, being a... okay, so a doctor can go into a trade, like a carpentry. If you learn all of these things, it only benefits society.
Because, yeah, okay, so college, ready? I got my loans. Now I need to pick a fucking job and then that's it. I need to pick a fucking field and that's it. Like, what if that shit was flexible and people could be fucking well-rounded? You know why all old people talk shit about younger people? Is because younger people are not well-rounded. What if we made everyone well-rounded?
Right, exactly. And in an anarchist society, our anarchist policies with libertarian socialism, those resources would be unlimited and boundless.
And before everyone says anarchist, I hate that, just look up the root meaning of anarchist. It is not fucking anarchy and things on fire and people throwing fucking rocks through windows and shit. It's not that at all. Look at Spain between
1936, the fall of before the fall of Barcelona, but the overthrow of Franco.
People were provided for.
Well, they were, right?
In which way?
Well, resources. If you want to look at the structure of those Spanish Republicans. Basically, obviously, for the women and children provided for first, but women had a major role in society and decision making. And a lot, if you look at the pictures from the anarchist society then, for the 3 years that it was existence before Hitler, Roosevelt, and Franco got together to overthrow the anarchists. So women, if you look at the pictures from anarchist Spain, everybody was armed. Okay,
that's interesting.
It is very interesting. Everybody was fucking armed, especially women. They had rifles, they had handguns, everything, dude. If you look
at what was the revolution against that brought them to that point?
It was Franco's dictatorship. And in certain parts of the world, especially like anarchism, you have a certain section you know, that has for decades. Like, say, for example, Germany, it isn't racist. Anti-Semitism isn't just explained with Nazis. There's been anti-Semitism in Germany for fucking decades. It just didn't culminate to that source until the Great Depression hit. So, and of course, the liberal class needed to... Yeah, go ahead. The liberal class... Maybe, let me...
It's fine. I can edit it. Just
no, worry. I wanted to...
Hold on.
Liberal class needed a buffer against basically the onslaught of what the Communist Party and majority of the population were going to do to them, basically eradicate them. So they went ahead and they funded Hitler in order to smash the Communists and the pro worker party and stay in power. But of course, Hitler and the Nazis, they were too radical and too out of control. And they ended up killing a lot of liberals because obviously they're against capitalism, or they frown on capitalism or free market capitalism for whatever reason, because it is, after all, national socialism. So, the role of women and also the role of unions, the role of representatives, and creating that part of Spain turning into a true republic. So actually, a republic is a really good thing with representatives and all. It doesn't mean that it has to have some sort of centralized government. It could be a decentralized government with representatives here and there. But obviously, what we're looking for is anarchist politics or libertarian socialist politics.
And there's, I think it's called No Gods, No Masters. It's a documentary,
right, exactly.
A documentary on fucking anarchism.
Right.
And if you watch, every situation of a revolution is met with so much fucking military backlash and so much fucking destruction. Like, if you have a the number one way to get a bunch of people fucking killed is have a revolution, and you'll get fucking killed.
Right.
By the opposition.
Right.
Whatever ruling classes or powers that be will fucking crush you. And that's why it's fucking... That's so shitty, dude.
Well, we actually are privileged...
What hope is there?
Well, wait. You're talking about two different places. If you try to rise up in a third world country, you're going to get more repression because your life is worth less there. I mean, just look at the people coming from Mexico, how they treat them here. In a first world country or an OECD country, so you have judicial rights, especially they were brought forth by the Enlightenment period. The Enlightenment period is very important, especially to anarchist movement, also classical liberalism. But you have those that are upheld, and then you also have, I mean, civil liberties, precedents, courts established, things like that. It's different for you in a first world country. I mean, you will be a political prisoner. If you are not white, you will be, you know, thrown away into the, what is it, the shoe? Solitary confinement, that sort of shit, dude. Especially if you're considered really bad, you know, they'll fucking frame you, put your ass away, shit like that, so.
It's not as bad as
them hunting you down in the street and fucking killing you like they did in El Salvador.
The juntas.
Anybody that was supporting the FARC rebels, they would fucking, the U.S. backed Contras and the U.S. advisors. I mean, they helped them fucking butcher thousands of people.
And those are all people trying to do the best for what their country, their fellow countrymen wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Like taking the resources from them for themselves.
Collectivism.
Well, collectivism in a certain way. I mean, it really depends on what kind of government they wanted to establish. I don't think it was going to be an anarchist government, but a step forward is a step forward for the better. So, I mean, it would have been at that point, even though anarchists are international, you still have to support your nation in order to defend it. It's called expanding the floor of the cage. You defend your nation, you defend the cage against an attacker, but at the same time, working in an international setting, or I mean for an international movement such as that, you expand the floor of the cage and break the bars.
So on that, as far as revolutions and that shit, how do you feel about this Beto O'Rourke, especially in the last debate, saying, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s and AK-47s, because we don't need those to kill our citizens anymore. Where it's AR has a very tricky name, right? Because it's really for armor light. It's not for assault rifle, and people think it's assault rifle 15. Well, AR-15.
Sort of how they think that AD means after death, when it means something else.
You know? Amadeus. So what do you think about banning those types of guns?
Again, we can look at other countries and see how it's worked for them, and it has worked for them.
But personal opinion, I don't think really anybody needs an assault or an automatic rifle. I think semi-automatic's kind of cool. You go bang, 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 bang with your fingers like a revolver.
Well, I mean, that's how they all are. None of them. I don't think there's any state in here that has automatic weapons are legal, or is there? Because I'm not sure about that. I think they all are semi-auto.
Regular citizens be able to have automatic weapons?
I honestly think Beto,
even though it's very expensive. Listen, the license for that is very expensive, and you're on a list with the local law enforcement. They know you have an automatic weapon.
Okay.
There's a lot of fucking shit that goes into that.
Look,
and we could say thank you, at least people that vote for some kind of fucking gun. Just stricter gun laws as far as, like, people being... If you are a felon and you apply for a fucking gun license, you should be... That should be a charge, right? Because that's illegal. You can't apply for a gun license if you're a felon.
Well, you can apply. I think... I'm not sure if it's a charge, if it's illegal, but they'll deny you. That's one thing. I don't know if it's a felony.
I think it's illegal once you're a felon.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, we'll have Jamie check into that. Jamie, look that up. Do we have a Jamie?
We should get a Jamie, dude.
I know, yeah. We get a chick,
yeah,
right?
Oh, I know, right?
24-year-old. So what did you think about the music wise?
It's good.
Okay. Are you excited to come to a show when we have them?
Yeah, I'll come to a show.
Okay. And you'll be up front?
I don't know if I'll be up front. Depends on what time I get there.
Will you order me a beer while I'm on stage?
Yeah, I'll bring you a beer.
All right, cool. That's all I need to know.
Right on.
All right. So that is pretty much it for the Tangent Bros this week. Until next time, If you can't be good, be bad, baby.
Yeah, later.